Do you have any transgender friends? Either of you? Nope. Not that I know of.
Huh. That's a scary thought. I think somebody just popped in your head. Nope.
Wait a minute. Not that I know of, man, but... You know that one at the family reunion last year, I was wondering...
You know, who is it?
Now you looked at him like, Mama, you know.
What's that?
You're more confused than your non-binary friend is. You had a non-binary friend. What the fuck was this? I thought you had some sunflower seeds in your head.
We don't know what the fuck he is. Every time we play Shirts and Skins, he always keeps his shirt on. I know that shit.
It's a friend or a relative?
Oh, okay. We all got those relatives when they come out the closet and shit. We're not surprised.
I don't know, like, gay people are, they always want to make announcements. Motherfucker, we know. You'd be killing me, like, remember Rosie O'Donnell did a whole episode? Cliffhanger, she goes, I'm gay. I go, motherfucker, the surprise was you was straight. We all knew he was gay. If Rosie O'Donnell be like, I like dick, I'm like, what?
We all know. You know what I mean? I think most women have an inclination too, because you hear about Atlanta. If you're a dude, you're a straight dude. They're like, go to Atlanta, man. There's a lack of dick.
There's all these gay dudes running around. The women, they don't know. I was like, motherfucker, they know. How you not know, motherfucker? Dude's always hitting it from the back and missing. Oops.
Why are you?
Sorry. My bad, baby.
Oh, that's funny as shit.
I got the cops called on me here in Kansas City one time. This is a true story. I was staying at the Hilton over here by the airport just exactly 20 years ago. And I'll never forget, the Bengals are playing the Steelers in the playoffs. And that's when Carson Palmer got his knee taken out by Kimo von Allhoffen. No, I don't remember that game. Yeah, I do. But I was watching it in my hotel room in the Hilton, and I like to watch games by myself because I like to like hear the announcers, and I get into it, you know. And then when fucking Carson Palmer threw it like a 66-yard pass to Chris Henry, and he caught it, I was like, fuck yeah! And then I saw Carson down on the ground. I knew his knee was gone. I go, fuck! And then I start yelling at the TV. I'm yelling at the Steelers like they can hear me. You fucking bitch! You fucking bitch! And I'm screaming. 10 minutes later, cops come. I open the door. They go, where's the girl? I'm like, what? They go, where's the girl? I go, what are you talking about? I'm by myself. They go, can we come in? I said, yeah. Let them walk to my room. They're lifting up fucking, pull the shower curtain back. They're lifting up. What the fuck are you guys doing? They go, we got a call that a man yelled, you fucking bitch. And then they heard a woman scream. I go, oh, that was me, bro. Both of those were me. I'm watching the game. Carson Palmer got hurt. So I said, you fucking bitch. Now, so whoever was in the room next to me was like, what the fuck? I've never seen a cop bend over laughing. A cop went, you gotta be shitting me, bro. No, can you guys leave? It's the second half. I'm trying to finish the game, man.
What brought you out to Kansas City from Mexico? You're safe here. They don't fuck with me, I'm telling you. They don't. Ice don't come around Gary Owen shows. You're good.
How many brothers and sisters do you have? Okay, you're not Mexican if you have no siblings. I don't know what you're talking about right now. You are a fucking unicorn. I have never met an only child as Mexican. Thank you for breaking down stereotypes. My mom is half Mexican. My grandpa's Mexican. I talk about black people so much. I said, man, if I start talking about my Mexican background, they're going to be like, this motherfucker's bullshit. He just playing to whoever's around. Nah, my grandpa's Mexican. St. Louis Obispo in California. Do you know where it's at? All right. So you grew up in Kansas City then?
Nope.
Where'd you grow up?
In Mexico.
In Mexico? Where did you guys meet? Where'd you two meet at?
Kansas City.
Yeah. Was she just walking around? Lost, like, I just got here. I'm so lonely. I'm so lonely. Where did you guys meet? Like a restaurant or something?
At a salsa club.
At a salsa club? Oh, she was trying to blend in. Did you approach her or she approached you? Or you just was dancing.
I approached her.
I was like, hey, I can help you. She was just saying yes, yes, yes. You want to live with me? Yes. It was the opposite. Oh, you were saying yes to her. No. But she probably thought you was a fucking cop or something. No, you're not bullying me. This is how my mother got in trouble. You wasn't good at salsa dancing? Or she was trying to teach you?
No, I
can dance. You can dance? Okay, my bad. My bad, bro. The way he said that, you didn't see his face. Motherfucker, I can dance.
You got me fucked up right now. Ain't no lie, bye, bitch. Talking about right now.
My bad, man. I wasn't trying to. So you couldn't dance. Salsa's a different type of dancing, though. You gotta be one with your partner. You can't just do it on your own. That's why I can't do it. I can't do any line dances. It's too the memory. I don't know how people doing that. Two steps. I need somebody to tell me. Like the songs tell you, two steps one time. Reverse. But then they never say go forward. Then people start going forward. I go, he didn't say go forward. He said two steps, reverse. No point did he do this shit. I can't do it, bro. That's good, man. You guys are married now?
We are.
How many years?
Almost 15.
Wow, it's good. This is a long time ago. So that was that was different, so it wasn't a big wedding, because she's an only child. No bridesmaids, nothing, just you two.
Just the two of us and the judge.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah. That's a good way to do it, man. Because fucking, all the money I spent on my motherfucking wedding, we're gonna have that shit back. I'm fucked up right now. I wish I just went to a motherfucking judge. God. Should have married a Mexican. I appreciate that. Should have married a Mexican. Well, I wasn't hanging out at salsa clubs. My dumb ass was at hip hop spots. Grinding on bitches.
I am a Cowboys.
You're a Cowboys fan?
Yes, sir.
That's good, Harry.
Unfortunately.
Harry, you can root for whoever you want. You can go to every game and just float above the stadium.
I'm used to disappointment.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you got the wrong mixed quarterback. Kansas City got the right mixed quarterback. These mixed quarterbacks, they, you know, you're rolling the dice with them. I'd rather just be all black or all white. Mixed is rough. Because when they back there in the pocket, the black in them says, run. And the white in them says, stay there. So that's why Mahomes be doing that shit. That's his mom saying stay, and his black going, get the fuck out of there, son. See, the white ones, they just be back there all day. Lamar, he be out. Look at all that shit. How long you guys been married,
bro?
Four. Oh, it's still new.
That's good, man. Where'd you guys meet at? Really?
How long did you date? Oh, my God. What's your name? Patience? I'm like a waiter for 25 years. You guys dated since high school, or you knew each other in high school?
Okay.
You met at, so you reconnected at a funeral? You ain't shit, bro. You ain't shit. I'll tell you right now. Your homeboy's laying in the casket. You sitting in the church like, yo, you see your girl? I moved over. You're old darn shit. It's all right. We all gonna miss him. We all gonna miss him. Yeah, he was cool, man. Are you going to the house? I'll take you if you want. This shit.
I appreciate that. It means nothing.
I miss him so much. Yeah, we all miss him. People go to somebody's house after a funeral.
I brought you a plate. Thanks, man.
What's your name? What's your name? You don't give too much. What's his name?
Let me see. What's his name?
Herb. Name's Herb.
Thanks, Herb.
You have a problem. He's just sitting there. Talking to his homeboys,
yo, you slept?
I mean, I'm sad he died, but I'm glad she came. Probably messaged her like a couple days later, it was good seeing you. You messaged her on Facebook a couple days later, or you got her number at the funeral? How? Yeah. Where'd you see her again?
Mama Marty's.
Where? Mama Marty's? This motherfucker say Mama Marty's? What's it called? Mama, you walked in, she was there? The next day? You just walked into a restaurant and she was there again. And you believe that, ma'am. That's what he told you, and you believed it? Oh my God! What are you doing here? Like, you know damn good well. He was tracking you like a motherfucker. He was on your Instagram, your TikTok, your Facebook, your Twitter. Oh, she going to Mama Marty's tonight. I'm just gonna stop by. That motherfucker's in the parking lot like, when's she gonna get here? Just can't walk in. Walking in.
How you doing? I'm Herb. Good to meet you.
I'm Herb. Yeah, high school. I went ahead and ordered you guys dessert. Here you go. You ever had the Tres Leches? Oh, Tres Leches is fire. Get the strawberry Tres Leches at Margie Marty's. With John Marty's. I don't know what the hell that restaurant's called. What's it called again? Mama Margie's. What kind of food is it?
Mexican. How stupid of me. In San Antonio, how did I miss that one? No, I thought it was Greek. Boy, Mama Margie's is going out on a limb.
And that's where you asked her out? I got a number of that. Do you ask her out? You just got a number at Mama Margie's?
Said, I'd really like to take you out. I know I was kind of mean to you in 11th grade.
Baby.
You have really turned into a swan.
You are no longer the ugly duckling.
I did not know you was holding like that in high school. I swear to God. Used to wear sweats.
That's wild, man. Is it your first marriage for both of you, or a second, or what?
So, this might not work out. First, second, your third. I've been stalking women for years around San Antonio. It's like the same MO, you see?
Yeah, I was in snooze. I'm a big pancake dude, and I just ran into her.
I hope this one makes it. Did you have a big wedding? Yeah. How many like bridesmaids and groomsmen? Well, you're Mexican, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay, so that had to be a lot. Bridesmaids.
That right there is over 5 minimum. How many? It had to be a line. I know the camera guy was like, I gotta turn my phone this way. Let me get that panoramic.
You should have had like the rehearsal dinner at Mama Margie's. That'd been dope. That'd been dope. So do you guys still go to the cemetery to see your friend that brought you together?
You sitting there? Hey, man. I miss you, brother. I miss you.
If it wasn't for you, I would never found her, bro. They say everything happens for a reason. This was God. God took you away so I could find her. I just want you to know I appreciate you, bro.
Hey, when I get to heaven, we're going to party, boy. You wait when I get to heaven. We're going to be killing them in the clouds. Killing them in the clouds, bro.
You should, though. You should stop by, like. Wipe his headstone all of a sudden. Yeah. That's crazy, man. Like, when you guys are, like, fucking, do you ever think of them?
Just look up. It's for you, boy.
What are you doing?
Don't worry about it.
God, dude, I'm so glad you guys came. That was a great story, though. I've been doing this a long time, so I've never heard somebody meeting at their buddy's funeral. And mutual friends, I like. You both knew him. Both knew him in high school. And you guys, nobody, you didn't mess with him in high school? The dead dude? Okay. Oh, the girl. You didn't mess with her? High school. It's a new age, brother. I'm sorry, I'm sitting there thinking it's a dude, it's the girl. So she needs to be the one.
Hi, thank you. Sorry you're not here. I think of you every day. Every time he bends me over. Thinking you. You're the one I'm thinking about. When he's behind me, I'm not looking at him. I'm thinking of you.
that one's kind of lit right now. Can you guys, you know, Caitlin Clark's from here. Best WNBA player out there. I know she's getting a lot of hate because she doesn't eat pussy. They act like it's because she's a white girl. I go, nah, some bitter ass lesbians out there. Fuck her, dick loving bitch. How dare she come in our league and not fucking eat one pussy? Who do you think you are? Hi, I'm Caitlin Clark. I like playing with balls on and off the court. Some girls should try it. Your 3-point percentage will go up. There's a lot of old people out here. There's quite a few old people, so if the doctor gives you 6 months to live, move to Des Moines. You'll make it.
Everything's been going crazy these last couple months in this country. You got politics and religion and then Cracker Barrel changed the sign and that messed everybody up. What are they thinking? How are you going to take the cracker off the Cracker Barrel? How dare you? Take the barrel. Don't take the cracker. That old white man was a sign of welcome. People were really mad about that. They took the cracker off the Cracker Barrel. Now it just says Cracker Barrel. What's going to happen next? They're going to take the triangular peg game. It can never get one peg in it. Well, I'm waiting on my pancakes. What am I supposed to do? Man, here comes Cracker Barrel. We heard our customers loud and clear. And we're bringing the cracker back. Who cares? Is the food the same? That's not the point, Gary. It's so stupid, motherfucker.
You know, Waffle House is sitting back. We'll never change our sign.
You look like you could run some software in Germany. For real. You look smart as shit. Yeah. Where'd you go to college?
Syracuse University.
Yeah. I knew what it was. You didn't have to put the university on it. He must think I'm stupid as shit. Syracuse University. Oh! Syracuse Waffle House. Syracuse Waffle House. Did you go to Syracuse also?
No, I'm Poughkeepsie. I'm also New York.
Oh, okay. You went to what, Poughkeepsie College? What was the school called?
UNC Charlotte.
Even the gay guy was like, fuck this dude, man. A gay guy walked out on a man. I've never seen that happen. He's like, oh, fuck this guy. Where are you going? I might try pussy tonight. I don't know. If this is what the men are like around here, I might dabble tonight. Kid, bro, I know he's not gonna drink it, but he'll probably be dry heaving the whole time.
Ah. Oh, God, this is
so nasty.
What the fuck is all this?
And the girl, like, walks over with the nut and wipes the nut on Diddy's nipple. Who the f? You come back during that? Really? This is when you walk back. Did someone say nut on a nipple? Well, sign me up. You guys are married? Just dating? What are you doing? What's going on? Are you married or not? Both of you went like this. What the fuck?
fucking... Oh, is this like the Coldplay concert? Why didn't they just play it off? Nobody would have said shit if they would just kept swaying. Whoa! Oh, you didn't know what I was talking about? I'm sorry. Look, oh shit, what the fuck happened? Yeah. Okay, so there was a concert last night, Coldplay, and like the CEO of this tech company was had his mistress, and they're just swaying. And the camera on him, so like 50,000 people saw him. He should have just played it off. He should have just kept swaying and shit. This motherfucker went, whoa, whoa. And the girl just kind of faded. Oh my God, it was so... Just playing the shit off, baby.
I had a DM from a guy. He said his wife passed away. And he still came to the show tonight. Yeah, for real. Is he here? That's you? When's the funeral?
We have a celebration of life on August 9th.
How much is the funeral?
It cost me, I think, like $1,600 for the cremation and everything.
All right. Well, I'll go ahead and cover it for you. Come on. You want cash? You want charge? You got the tattoo? Where's the tattoo at?
Right there.
That's solid. That's your wife?
That's my wife, yeah. 18 years. Aww. Yeah. You got two girls, 13 and 16.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So is this $1,600, that's it?
That's just what it costs for this, for the cremation and the urn and everything like that, yeah.
Anything else?
And everything helps.
All right. I got you.
I took a month off of work just to be with the girls and all that. So.
Okay. I'll make sure you're good. I'll cover you.
Thank you, man.
Yeah. Is she the one that knew me or you knew me? Oh, yeah. All right, we got you. Just stay after the show, all right? All right. Okay, please don't fuck this up. That was a great moment.
You got Drake or Kendrick?
Please don't fuck it up.
We had a nice heartfelt moment. Excuse me. Read the room, bitch. I guarantee you his wife's like, shut the fuck up. She's up in heaven right now having a moment. I don't know.
I'm fucking with you.
What else you got planned, Mom, for your birthday? Was this it? This is the big to-do?
I got stood up.
So. You got stood up? Who? What motherfucker stood you up? What bitch stood you up? What's his name? What's his fucking name? I won't post it till tomorrow. Charles. Where the fuck's your camera? Yo, bitch. Yo, Charles, you little bitch. Charles Black. Charles is black. I'm not gonna go there. This can go left. Charles, you black motherfucker. What the fuck just happened? I take that back, Charles. I take everything I just said back. You still a motherfucking bitch. I take back the black part, though. He can call you a little bitch. I don't want to put peer pressure on your son. You want to say something to Charles? You want to say something to Charles? You call Charles a little bitch right now. Yeah, look at that. You hear him say it again louder.
You a bitch.
Bitch-ass Charles. Charles isn't his dad, is it? Okay, I just checked it out.
How do you three girls know each other? Oh, really? With the ER?
We gotta ask Blackbeard.
We sisters.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we met in sixth grade. What?
No, we sisters, sorority sisters.
They start making noises.
Cheese.
haven't heard of Delta and AKs that are the same type. What do you three girls do now? And we're gonna judge your parents. Huh?
I'm a Navy veteran.
Oh, you're a Navy? I was in the Navy. Yeah. What was your rate? Storekeeper.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were 7-Eleven. Basically, that was an SK1, bitch. Y'all ain't ready. You want the cool ranch burrito?
No, my job was more important than that. Now.
I was on the ship. You were very important on the ship.
Exactly.
Motherfucker, you didn't have the Pringles. It was a problem. Dude, this shit's lonely out there in the water, boy. Want some chips, watch the movie. Navy's like, we're not war heroes like that, though.
We're important,
but we're not war heroes. There wasn't bullets flying by us. We wasn't dodging landmines and shit. I was in the Navy during a time of conflict. On Mondays, we were playing dominoes. We had a dominoes tournament. Tuesdays was a space tournament. Wednesday was movie night. We had a fucking talent show. We had a fucking talent show in the middle of the war. So you got Marines and Army. I'm over here singing, nah, baby, nah, baby, nah. No! Dun, 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 dun. Why did you join? Like out of high school? You just went to the recruit station?
Yeah.
How did they sell you?
Well, the Marines didn't want me. They said they didn't want any single parents. So
oh, you already had a kid?
Yeah, already
okay.
Had a kid.
You was fucking high school like that? Just blood glazed over that. But well, they didn't want no single parent women. You was fucking in high school like that? I was just fingering girls. Fucking them up with a man. Can't get pregnant like that. So what grade were you in when you got pregnant? What grade? 10th? So you got pregnant in 9th? 9 months prior. Whoa. He was probably older. You're about to call everybody out. Well, you was sucking Daryl's dick. The fuck you laughing at, bitch? Why didn't you have that same gusto in 9th grade? Girl, I'm about to come. Hey! You better pull your ass out. Like, you seem like you're a woman in control. Girl, I'm about to come. Hey! Relax. I'm not trying to have no baby. I'm trying to go to Marines. That baby might have saved your life.
He did.
You would have been the Marines. Front line.
The Navy recruiter was cool.
Yeah. That's cool. What's wrong? Why are you walking like this? Why is she walking like she's one of Diddy's escorts? Watching that trial, man, I thought he was busy. He got a lot of free time. My God, they call an escort, just checking them out on Craigslist. Want that?
He's called the Punisher.
This motherfucker gonna write a book now and everything. The one that got me was when they said he wanted another man's semen on his nipples. Who the fuck even thinks of that? I don't know. The only thing I've gotten out of this Diddy trial is my sex life ain't shit. I'm a goddamn Disney movie in this motherfucker. I thought I was doing something when a girl sucked my balls from the back. Girl sucked my balls from the back. I was like, you got to be shitting me right now.
She got me pregnant.
She was IVF? She was your nurse?
She was my fertility.
Oh, nice. That's cool. So she put it in your puss? She put the baby in the puss?
The little
tomb. Ooh, you gonna have fast little boys. So did you know who the dad was? You just a random donor?
Yeah.
Okay. No, some people have random donors. Some, like lesbians, they don't know who the dad is. Your husband.
My husband.
So he had a nut in a cup.
He could go into a different room.
Yeah. Yeah. That's like the walk of shame. Because you got to jack off and everybody knows what the fuck you're doing. You got to come out like,
thank you. Thank you so much.
I mean, your husband was pissed. And you can't help him.
No.
Because you can't dilute the sample, so there can't be no saliva, no lotion. He just in there dry as fuck. God damn, this baby better be successful. It's all red and shit. And every nurse is in that goddamn office. Like, women, you got the hotel in the morning with your shoes off, just kidding. That's the male version, the IVF. Fuck, man. God. They don't have nothing there, like porn or nothing to help them? Yeah. You work there. Yeah. You guys have porn? Do you ask them, what do you like?
You like fat ass and big titties.
Got their phones? Yeah. But that would suck. Like, he's almost there, it's dry, and then you call, you done yet? God damn it. God damn, babe, what the fuck? Do you ever have a guy be like, I just couldn't do it?
Yeah.
Couldn't do it. So that means for a fucking hour, this guy's. Set his phone up and shit. God. You guys, somebody got to come up with something. Like, seriously, technology is a motherfucker. There got to be some kind of lubricant that doesn't dilute the sample. But just her just telling me that is making me going, ah. That's it?
That's all they have to do. Women go through the labor, delivery, thinking they're going to be the injection.
This thing is fucking on here. Fuck it. I'm trying to get this motherfucker up. Yeah, that's all you got to do, baby. Oh, shit. I can't raise this motherfucker up. Fuck it. Yeah, that is true. I wasn't going to try to defend men. Like, no, we're going to do a lot more. But we can't feed them. Just got a nut in the cup. I guess, yeah. All right, we'll take the L on that one. Because then you got to carry them. And you got to feed them. Got to go through labor. And all that. And you still gotta suck our dick. That's important. Don't forget that part.
Why would you ask me? I gotta feed the baby, I gotta do this.
Because men, we can't think straight. We're very selfish in that aspect. You could done change all the shitty diapers and fucking baby's throwing up and you're breastfeeding shit, we still gonna look at you. So God damn, we...
You don't understand.
I don't. But I'd like to listen after you suck my dick. I want to listen. I want to be here for you. I got to get this nut off. You got to suck my dick to make me a better listener. It is true, though, because once you suck his dick, we'll be right there with you.
So how did it hurt?
I'm sorry about that. Here, let me get your feet real quick, man. Man, how long you guys been dating? He giving you a foot rub, everything. I see you. I'm not hating at all. I've been doing this 28 years. I've never seen a foot rub in the front row. Toes out, though.
Yeah, but I don't give a fuck. Wait till later. I can't wait.
I hope he don't go long.
Me neither. I'm ready to hit that mud.
How long have you guys been dating?
3 years.
Oh, wow, it's still like that.
Man,
what am I talking about?
Well, that's when you know that. If you ever want to know if a pussy's good, good pussy, right there.
3 years.
She's still rubbing her motherfucking feet. She whispering in his ear.
That's what I'm talking about. You guys are married?
Not yet.
Not yet. Engaged?
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay. Well, maybe it's not that good. It's really good. I know it's fire. It's fire. I know it's fire. It's better than her head game. I'm sorry. I'm just fucking with him. This is so funny. You're rubbing her feet, but she took her shoes off. I don't know what's going on over here. Just look for her Prince Charming. I've never seen this. You just ride it home and... What's that?
Relaxing,
man. I'm not mad at it. At all. Fuck.
Do you?
Shit. Just don't put it in your mouth. That'd be weird in the middle of the goddamn show. Shannon Sharp. That's like straight up relationship goals right there. Straight up. Don't let nobody... Well, I'm the only one talking shit, but... It's funny how comedians do that.
Don't let nobody tell you different. Nobody has, motherfucker, only you.
Because then, you know, sometimes you get couples, you're like, oh, this ain't going to make it. They just be watching the whole show. Yeah. You two fucking cutting up, rubbing on each other, repeating shit, you know?
He said, diddy dicks.
People be using prayer too much. If you pray it over chicken fingers, the price will go down. I think God's got bigger things to worry about. There's natural disasters, there's murder, there's rape, but if you could just help this credit card go through, Lord. If I could just get these chicken fingers to be clear, I swear to God I'll live right for the rest of you. I know I've been straying a little bit. But if you could just let this credit card go through, Lord. I know there's probably people being kidnapped. There's probably people with a gun in their hair right now. I ain't worried about them. I'm worried about myself right now. Man. You're going to use your prayer on that?
I would.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know what that random voice is in the back, but what did you say? What? I'll suck balls from the back? This crowd's confusing me. Because she said, need your prayer boy used to pay for the chicken fingers. And she was like, well, you gotta pray to suck balls from the back. What kind of church is going on in Chicago?
Do I have babies? Yeah, I know. What the fuck's that got to do with me? I didn't carry them.
I'm just saying, though, like, you...
What? I'm older and have the kids. I got a nanny. That shit's easy. Wah! There you go. I don't feel guilty at all because I'm paying for her. Here, eat shit. We was playing. I smelled it. Come on. I don't feel guilty at all, motherfucker. I'm paying for that shit. I don't change a diaper. Yep, it's a lot easier with the nanny. Yo, when I tell you, when my ex, one thing I had the twins, right? But when she and I had a nanny,
you got a nanny? A nanny? She was so mad.
What's the name? Your boy doing good, baby.
You want me to do good because the alimony still comes, right?
She should be wanting me to be successful because her alimony, I'm never late on that shit. Let a motherfucker have a nanny, motherfucker. Yeah, she was hot.
You got a nanny? I didn't have a nanny.
I said, well, you met me at the wrong time.
If you would meet me now, you'd be happy. You'd be a happier woman.
I'm fucking with you. Oh, you own a restaurant? What's it called? The Soul Food Lounge. Well,
man, she got all excited. Girl, your grits.
I love your shrimp and grits, bitch.
You like the Soul Food Lounge, Green Dress?
Yes, I love it.
Where's it at?
North Lodge and Strong. We have two. One here.
Where? I don't know where. Is that downtown? No downtown. Is one of them up here? No. Okay, yeah, pros. It's in Chicago. You got to make a right at the airport to get to the Soul Food Lounge. You make a right at the airport. Now, if you were like an acai bowl, you make a left to come up to Schaumburg. You can get granola, blueberries, kiwi. I'll have to look it up. I won't make it this trip. Is it a brunch spot or is it all day?
We have brunch, we have dinner, we have midday.
Oh.
Local fusion, so yes.
Nice. And you came up with that?
Me and my partner.
Who's your partner?
Chef Quentin Love.
Ooh, Quentin Love. Sounds like a good chef. The way you said it, I was supposed to know. Like, Chef Quentin Love. Where did you find Quentin? How do you find the world-renowned Quentin Love? He oversees both restaurants? That's impossible.
No, I'm mainly South and he's mainly West.
So you're a chef too? You be making the food?
I'm from New Orleans. I'm not a certified chef, but I
know. Oh, you just winging shit. Hey, what you put in your catfish? Catfish, motherfucker. We ain't serving bluegill here, motherfuckers. Catfish. You know what's in the catfish? Whatever in the catfish? Pulled out late, fried up. What the fuck? That's me stupid ass questions. How you be frying your fish? In grease. Some cornmeal. Cornmeal. Gluten-free, bitch. Cornmeal. Do you have a gluten-free menu?
Yeah.
Because I'm gluten-free. All right. I'll have to try it in the daytime. Because the way you said that and the way this crowd reacted, I'm not going there when the sun goes down. Ain't going to be no sinners too. You ain't getting me caught up. I heard you guys are serving soul food in here. Come on, let me in. Let me in. Let me try some of that catfish. You see Quentin Love in the back. You like your catfish? You like your catfish? Sinners 2, Chicago.
You have commercials and stuff?
Yes, we're all on TikTok. Please.
Oh, okay. I'm talking about like commercials, like, you know, I thought you had shit on the radio and shit.
Hey, girl, what you doing this Saturday? Girl, you know I'm going to the Soul Food Lounge. Soul Food Lounge. We have brunch. We have dinner. We have a speakeasy in the back with our world-renowned chef that nobody's heard of, Chef Quentin Love.
Hey, how you doing, Chicago? My name's Quentin Love. This is a little sample of my platters right here. We got the oxtails from a grass-fed cow. We got catfish. We got baked fish. We got snapper. We got lobster tails.
Dang, Chef Love, you got everything.
Not one, but two locations.
What? Post this shit. Yeah.
Hi. Hey, Chicago. Come on down to the Soul Food Lounge. Excuse me. The world-renowned chef, Quentin Love. Look at all these happy customers at the Soul Food Lounge. Small titties, big titties, everybody's invited to the Soul Food Lounge. Come on down, bring your babies, breastfeed at the Soul Food Lounge. We love titties at the Soul Food Lounge. Let them out.
Hi, I'm Chef Quentin Love, and I approve this message. The only thing I like more than cooking is titties.
We're going to put the address on that bitch when we post it. We got some people showing up.
I saw Gary's post that we had to come down right here. These are all my big titty girls.
If your business don't pick up this week, she's gonna have to hire new waitresses. Why the fuck we so busy? Where did you go?
Tuskegee University, TU.
Oh, black college?
TU, yeah.
Yeah. Whoa, how was the swim team? You fucking doggy paddling. Tuskegee got floaties. You ever see the Olympics? Tuskegee's just... Did you guys have a swim team at Tuskegee?
I don't think so.
Yeah. That'd be pointless, really.
Oh my God, the school record just got broken in the 100 meter freestyle.
You know, a bunch of people at Tuskegee. What, they got 100 meter freestyle?
Motherfuckers in the pool. I told that bitch come around here again.
No, it's a swim. Oh, I thought that was a freestyle battle tonight in the pool. Got a bunch of motherfuckers on the shallow end. Told that hoe come around here once. The fuck is going on with Tuskegee?
What? Motherfucker, we in the freestyle battle.
The next race is the butterfly.
I ain't with that gay shit. You got me fucked up right now. Motherfucker, I'm here to freestyle. I ain't here to butterfly, bitch. Get back in your cocoon, hoe. Caterpillar your ass.
I'm curious. I'm gonna look that up and see if Tuskegee has a swim team.
That'd be funny as fuck.
You know the girls, they ain't
going underneath the water.
What Asian are you? Huh? You mean yes? I won't guess it. So it's clearly not Chinese or Japanese. Not that. They're definitely not Filipino. You're not Filipino. Definitely. Getting closer.
Italian? He said I'll never guess. There's got to be some Asians in Italy, motherfucker. I'm pretty sure. Laos? First guess, bitch. You fucking up right now. I got it right, right?
Yeah.
You are too? What are you? Are you allowed to talk? Are you? He looked there and took off your glasses. You can talk now. What in the fucking human trafficking is going on right now? You can guess. You'll never guess. Laos. Fuck, he guessed it. What are you? Take off your glasses. You can speak. What are you? Now you're all bold.
What you think I am, motherfucker?
Ooh, you're from the south side of Asia. You're from the kimchi Cabrini greens. Are you South Korean? Oh, fuck, are you shitting me? I got them both right. Ooh. Oh, I knew one north. That's for sure. Damn, how'd I get them both right? That's crazy. And this crowd just like, fuck it. You wouldn't have got it. Where'd you guys meet? Mutual friends at a party?
No, she was my roommate, and she was...
Fucking him?
Hey, look, I'm moving, but this dick is good.
So... I'm not selfish, girl. I know you just got here. I'm going to go ahead and have him come over. He is a little demanding, though. He's going to have you wear sunglasses inside. He's going to tell you when you can take them off. So don't take them off unless he tells you to take it off. That's just in the Laos culture. Laos culture is different than South Korean culture. I've been to South Korea before. It's dope. I liked it. Yeah. We did a bunch of military bases over there. You know what I mean? So everybody drives Hyundais. Everybody, my boy. And Daewoo or something like that? Daewoo? 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 Ooh. Yeah. That was the only two cars I saw. You guys like, nah, keep your Fords and Chevy in America, motherfucker. This is Korea. Is there any other cars? That's the only two I saw. Kia. You're right. My bad. I did see some Kias over there too. Daewoo, Hyundai, and Kia. What does that mean in Korean? Kia. Doesn't mean anything? Just a bunch, you just fucking with people? What does Daewoo mean?
I don't know.
No? Oh. You didn't grow up there?
No, I didn't.
You did?
You did
it, okay. So where are you from? You're confusing the fuck out of me now. I said, where are you from? She goes, South Korea. You should have got your lie together better with her when you got here. If he asked, you from South Korea. Okay. What does Kia mean? What is that? I don't know. You from that? No. Bitch.
Take your ass back to the basement.
Are you Christian? No.
We're way past that.
Way past that.
No. They left that community a long time ago.
Jesus was a long time ago. Wouldn't it be wild, though, if Jesus is, like, South Korean? We got all these black and white people arguing and shit. He's fucking black, he's white. We got the, oh, fucking fool you, bitch. What's on your shirt? What's that? Ma'am? What's on your shirt? Yeah. Oh, DKNY. Fuck. Your titties are so big, I thought it said donkey. That shit is so spread out.
donkey on her shirt. What the fuck kind of Shrek fan are you? My bad. Why do you have to wear the stuff on your hair?
So it's, well, everything's a choice. So yeah. We wear these as we choose to wear these. This, it represents self-respect and modesty. Mm-hmm. We don't show off our hair and our bodies. It's, you know, it's no different than like when nuns would wear the habit.
Yeah.
Very similar.
So you guys stay covered. So damn, the wedding night's a real surprise for the husband. He's like, dang! I know you was holding like that. Only for the husband. Yeah, but you can you show up before he becomes your husband? No. So it is a surprise. They were like, no, we show our body to our husband. I said, yeah, but what about before he becomes your husband? He doesn't know what he's getting into. Yeah. She thought she had me, and then she went, oh, he's correct. You girls must have amazing personalities. Like, Muslim women, you guys must just be so engaging. No, it was the truth, though. I'm glad I got... I mean, I'd rather ask than to judge. So I'm asking, so that's good. I learned a lot. So that's probably why I'll be honest with you, I couldn't do it. I gotta see what I'm getting myself into. I'm sorry. I'm like, look, well, I ain't gotta touch you. Let me just see what I'm working with here. Are you guys allowed to do that? Can you just like show them before the wedding? Like, no. Oh my God. I'm out. I'm like, I can still believe. I'd be the one guy. Why is Brother Gary still single? I was like, dude. They ain't showing me nothing, bro. I got to see some.
All right, y'all.
What about Trump, Gary?
Huh?
What about Trump, Gary?
Trump. Oh, no, I stay away from politics. Because, listen, nothing divides an audience faster than religion and politics. So, I don't live here. I don't live here. So he's not taking over my city. He's taking over your city. I live far, far away. My city's fine. We're not. Damn, I can't believe they're doing that shit in D.C. Yeah, I don't fuck with that shit, boy. I'm not smart enough either, bro. I don't know enough about politics. I don't want to be one of these guys that act like I know what the fuck I'm talking about. Because I don't. Fucking, even when I... Shit. Every time election comes, I just be asking people, what are we doing? That's all we're doing. Like, I'm my fucking big brother. Who's the House voting for? I don't fucking know, bro. I'm like, dropping a trailer park, motherfucker, doing the Navy. I don't know shit about politics. I've been trying, what do you think about his foreign policy? He put the National Guard. And I was like, oh. Dude, I checked out when The Apprentice got canceled, man. Man, how the fuck you gonna let that motherfucker from Poison win? He ain't raised no money, though. Holly Robinson Pete raised more money than he did. He gonna let Bret Michaels win because he had a stroke. I knew he was fucked up from that moment on. That's all I got, man. Same thing with religion. I don't fucking try to get into it because motherfuckers be tripping off religion too. This is all I know about religion is I get confused when I go to church because everywhere I go, it's pretty consistent. Jesus died for our sins and was on the cross and messed up his abs, his forehead, hands, feet. He was on the cross for a long time. And he did that for us. He did that so we could sin and still be getting to heaven. But every time I go to church, they'd be like, don't sin. I'm like, well, it's awful selfish on our part. Jesus went through a lot. I think we should sin a little bit. I mean, just to show our appreciation. Like, when I say sin, I don't mean kill or rob nobody, but a blowjob, that's okay. That's a good way to say, thank you, Lord, I appreciate this. Because, hell, a good blowjob is going to make you say Jesus Christ anyways. Jesus Christ. And you always look up. I got to get out of here. I'm Gerald. Thanks for hanging with me so long. I appreciate y'all. Thank you.